भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावस्तु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
With the grace of Lord and Pujya Gurudev and with the blessings of Pujya Guruji, we are going to start Vivek Churamani. In Vivek Churamani, there are 581 verses. So we will take part by part. In the first part, we will go up to verse 50. Then after that, we will take some other text. Then again continue with 51 onward. Otherwise, if I start in one stretch, at the end, I am sure there will be only one or two persons. Shastras are divided into two types. One is the called Shastra, which deals with six topics. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan, Moksha. So a Shastra deals with six topics. Jiva, who is Jiva? What is this Jagat? Who is Ishwar? What is my Dharma? What is the Sadhan to reach that goal? And what is Mukti, Moksha? So we have got Prasthana Trayi. These three are Shastra. Prasthana Trayi means Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, and Brahma Sutra. They are called Prasthana Trayi. Trayi means three. Prasthana means departure. Wherever you are standing, if you start studying any of this text, you will be start walking. Like at the airport you will find in India, Prasthan. So when they announce the departure of flight, everybody wherever he is sitting, they all start going to that gate. Similarly, if you start studying these texts, then you will be also proceeding toward that goal. The main is our Vedas, and these Vedas are apaurusiya, not authored by anyone. It's a revelation to the rishis and munis in their meditation seat. They get this mantra. What is Prakaran Grantha? Shastra, two types. One is called Shastra, other is called Prakaran Grantha, a book of categories. And this is based on Shastra. Prakaran Grantha is based on Shastra, authored by somebody. And it deals with one or more topic of Shastra. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan, Moksha. Some of them it will deal, not all of them. And the definition of Prakaran Granth is said to be Shastra ek desa sambandham Shastra karyantre sthitam. Ek desa sambandham. It relates to one part. Out of six topics, it may deal with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 topics. Suppose if it deals with the six topics, then we will call him Shastra. Prakaran Granth, it deals with one or more topics. And what is the source of this? Source is Upanishad, Veda. It is all based on Shastra only, Prakaran Grantha. We have studied Tattvabodh, that is also a Prakaran Grantha. So what is the subject matter of Vivek Churamani? There are 8 topics covered here. Number 1, Shishya Lakshan. Shishya Lakshan. Characteristic or qualification of a student. In Tattvabodh we have seen the qualification of a student. Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna. So there it was stated briefly. Now here you will find more detail. Like Sam, Dham, Tithicha, Uparati, Shraddha, Samadhan. For each word there will be separate verse. More details you will find here. Sixth Lakshan. Then Guru Lakshan. Characteristics of an efficient, complacent, compassionate master. It is not given in Tattvabodha. Guru Lakshan was not given in Tattvabodha. Third topic is Guru Upasadan, how you reach Guru. There is a vidhi for approaching a Guru also. That vidhi is also stated here. Fourth, Tvam Pad Vichar. Tvam Pad Vichar. You know that Tat Tvam Asi, there is a Mahavakya. Tat Tvam Asi. Tat means that. Tvam means Jiva. Pad means word. The word Tvam. So there will be an inquiry about the Tvam Pad also. And when we will be inquiring Tampada, there will be two types of definition. One is called Vachyarth Lakshya. Very good, very good. So while discussing Tampada, we will be seeing the literal meaning. Vachyarth means literal meaning. And indicative meaning, Lakshyarth, that also will be discussed. So that was topic number 4. The Vedanta will say that the Jiva is not limited, finite, which we think now. Vedanta will say, you are unlimited, you are infinite, you are substratum of the world. And Vedanta will prove it. Next topic, topic number 5.
So what is
Wife is coming now. The first one is Silachan, Guru Lachan, Guru Upasadan, reaching Guru. And fourth is Twampad. Fifth is Tat Padvichar. Tat Padvichar, Pad means word, Tat means that. That Ishwar or Brahman, we will inquire about that also. And not only that, it will be said, you are that, Tat Tvam Asi. It will be proved beyond doubt that you are that Brahman, Tat Tvam Asi. But there are many philosophies. They will say, how Jeev and Ishwar can be one? How Jeev can be Brahman? Some people say there is no Atma. Some philosophies say like that, no Atma. Atma is a product of inert things. Five great elements are all inert. When they come in contact with each other, then there is a Janm of Atma. And they give a classic example of a betel leaf. When you put chuna and katha and all supari, then start chewing, it becomes a different color. But it's the same way, these five great elements, when they are mixed, then there is a Janma Patma. So there are lot of virod differences. So this virod pariharya is the sixth topic. Virod pariharya. All the differences will be settled. Then this virod can be of two types. It can be outside, different philosophies, and virod can be inside in your mind. Inside your mind, it will be in the form of doubts. Whatever is stated in the scripture, I think is not correct. So for that, we have to do the mananam. After seven, it is the manan. Then the seventh topic is Sachchatkar Sadhan. Sachchatkar Sadhan. When the doubts are dispelled, now the means to realization. These are all step by step. When the doubts are dispelled, inside and outside, the next step is, how can I realize it? So after Sravan, when you are going to the Guru, you will listen. Sravan. When the doubts are there, manan. No doubts, Sravan, sufficient. Sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. Second step, third step, not required. Manan, nidhityasan, not required. It's not compulsory to meditate. Sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. But if you have got doubt, you have to reflect and clear your doubt. Because whatever Shastra says, it's 100% correct. It's true. I may not be able to understand now. I may be able to understand 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, depending on the purity of my mind. But if you start reflecting again and again, again and again, the things will become clear. Mananam. One thing more should be clearly understood: by meditation, you can never remove ignorance. Ignorance can be removed only by Sravan. You can go and check whether whatever you have studied is there or not. If you want to verify it, you can go into the meditation. All your misunderstandings will be clarified in Sravan only. You cannot clarify your misunderstanding in meditation. Nobody will tell you about the Brahman there. First you have to know about the topic. Twampad, Tatpad, Twam and Tat is one. We have seen in our Tattva Bodh class also, that tat and tvam is one only. When Guru says you are Brahman, and if you want to verify, go into the meditation, you will get it. If you want to verify, not necessary. When you reach there, when you go beyond your senses, your mind, then you reach there. And in Atmabodh, in Tattvabodh, we have studied that Atman, definition of Atman, Sthula. Very good, there are so many responses. So when you go beyond five seeds, when you go beyond three sariras, when you see the sakshi of Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti, when you reach that place, you have to verify whether you have correctly reached. Then verify with what? Satchitananda. There you will find Sati, you are existing. You are Chit Sarup, there is awareness, complete awareness is there. And that is Ananda Sarup. How is that Ananda Sarup? Very simple, Ananda Sarup. Because there is no mind, all the sorrows are in your mind only. When the vrittis are, thoughts are there, agitations are there, then there are disturbances. You have gone beyond the mind. When the mind is not there, there is no question of disturbances. So what will be there? Happiness. What is the state of happiness when the mind is equipoise? Then the eighth topic is the characteristic of the Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta, after dhyan, when you verify that you are that Brahman, Brahma is not outside somewhere, then the characteristics of the Jivan Mukta is also said. In this text you will find Dhyan Sloka also, 10-12 verses are there, Jiti Jati Niti Kul Gotra. It will come, it will, after 200 verses it will come. You will find in this text many Upanishad mantra Shankaracharya has converted into verse. So after studying the Vivek Churamani, if you study the Upanishad, you will say Upanishad has borrowed from Vivek Churamani. And our teacher said, suppose somebody is giving pravachan on Vedanta or on Upanishad and he is following the style of Gurudev, you are hearing that speaker for the first time. After that, if you listen to Gurudev, what will you say? Gurudev has borrowed? Gurudev is speaking like that person. Gurudev has recorded the whole Vivek Churamani in Siddhavadi in two sessions, and Guruji said that he has heard from Gurudev several times Vivek Churamani. The name of the text is Vivek Churamani. Vivek means discrimination and Churamani means the crest jewel. Vivek Churamani. So Vivek we do. There is a gross Vivek. If rice and pulse are mixed and you are asked to segregate, it is very gross. A little bit more subtle is about your duties. What is my duty? What ought to be done? What ought not to be done? A little bit subtler. Children ask, which line should I take? Which profession should I take? Which stream should I take? Little bit subtle. More subtle is when the emotions are mixed. Two types of emotions are mixed, anger and love mixed, and you are not able to segregate. We call that person confused person. Not able to segregate his emotions. Subtler than that is, who am I? Who am I not? What is the difference in? Who am I? Am I this body, anatma? Or I am different from that? is the more subtle. We all have got the vivek. Even the animals also have got the vivek. Elephant also has got the vivek. Out of the hay, a stalk of hay, he can pick needle also vivek. So we also have to do the vivek. And one who can do that, he will be able to realize. So what we have to do is the Atma and Anatma viveka. Throughout our life, we have done the viveka of Anatma and Anatma. What is Anatma? Other than Atma, everything is Anatma. This is Atma. Other than this, starting from Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, whole thing is Anatma. And we have done lot of vivek throughout the life. Whether we should buy this car or that car, both cars are Anatma. Whether I should buy this shirt or that shirt, both are Anatma. This house, that house, all are Anatma. But when you come to the satsang, then you are told you have to do discrimination between Atma and Anatma. Both are available. Both are with you. One gives you sorrow, another gives you permanent happiness. Choice is yours. Which one do you want? Do you want sorrow? Okay. Then get identified with Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET. If you want happiness, disidentified with this thing which gives you sorrow, identified with this, Satchidananda, it will give you anand only. It will never give you dukkha. Is it difficult to understand? There are only two things in the world. One is Atma and another is Anatma. Anatma you can see, but Atma you can never see. That is the difference. All sorrows come from the Anatma. Our cause of sorrow. Next time, whenever you get sorrow, analyze. Where from it is coming? It will take you to this. All sources in Anatma. Go beyond Anatma, reach here, Atma, bliss. Atma, Anatma, vivek. So that vivek we have to do and reach the goal. This is the purpose. The main purpose of the life according to our scripture is to know our own true nature. After knowing your true nature, you do whatever you want to do. But you must know your true nature. Even a successful businessman, professional, they don't have this subtle intellect to discriminate between Atma and Anatma. They may be very successful in the outside world, but they don't have vivek to discriminate between Atma and Anatma. It is said external ornaments will beautify externally, but this vivek will improve your inner personality. There will be spiritual glow on your face. You don't have to go to the beauty parlor for artificial glow. And if you have these ornaments, you are blessed. It is said, Hastasya bhusanam danam, satyam kanthastha bhusanam, srotasya bhusanam sastram, bhusanai kim prayojanam. If you have got these three, you don't need extra. Hastasya bhusanam danam, kanthastha bhusanam satyam, if you speak truth. And srotasya bhusanam sastram, if you are listening sastra, then what other things are required? You don't need bangle for this, or necklace for kantha, or earring for... No other abhusan, no other ornaments are required. Now we come to verse number 1, Mangalacharan.
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं
गोचरं तमगोचरं
गोविन्दं परमानन्दं
गोविन्दं परमानन्दं
सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहं
सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहं सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्
मंगलाचरण मंगलाचरण मीन्स मंगल आचरण मंगलाचरण मीन्स ऑस्पिशियसनेस आचरण मीन्स प्रेयर इज प्रेयर टू द लॉर्ड फॉर द ऑस्पिशियसनेस वाई वी डू मंगलाचरण फर्स्ट इज फॉर द रिमेंबरिंग लॉर्ड वेन एवर वी स्टार्ट एनी ऑस्पिशियस थिंग वी रिमेंबर लॉर्ड सेकेंड थिंग वाई वी रिमेंबर लॉर्ड वी सीक हिज ग्रेस And third, to remove any obstacle. So whenever we start any project, we do the Mangalacharan. Prayer to seek the grace and to remove the obstacle. He can remove obstacle. Why he can remove obstacle? Because he is Karmapaldata. I have got the right to do action only. Actions are in my hand. But the karma phal, the fruit of action, is in his hand. He knows what fruit of actions are coming. See, if I pray to him that I am going to start this project, then I pray to him that please remove all the obstacles which you know, that are going to come, so that I can understand. So this Mangalacharan can be of three types. First is called Vastu Nirdesh Roop Mangalacharan. Vastu Nirdesh. The Mangalacharan itself will indicate the Vastu, the essence, the truth. Like we say, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnam. Purna, 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 Purna. This Purna is that Vastu. Straight way to that. In Purnamada, there is no prayer of anything. The mind is straightway lifted from the world to the Purna. That tattva. Second is Namaskar Rupa Mangalacharan. Namaskar Rupa. In Tattvabodh we have seen Vasudevendra Yogindam Natva Gyan Madha Pradam Guru Mochana Mitarthaya Tattvabodho Vidhiyate Natva. Salutations. And third is the Asirvad Roop Mangalacharan. First is Vastu Nirdesh. Second is Namaskar Roop. Third is Asirvad. I seek the blessings. The student will chant to seek his blessing so that he can understand. An author who is going to write a book, he will also do the Mangalacharan so that he can successfully complete his book. Complete his work, Mangalacharan. So start with Sad Gurum Pranatosmi Aham. Pranatah, Namah, I am saluting, I am prostrating. Namah means Namamah, it's not mine. Pranatah, there is humbleness there, humility is there. Pranato, Dandavat Pranam, Sastang Pranam. Pranathasmiham, to whom? Sadguru. Sadguru. Sad means what? Sad means number one, good. Sad means Satchitanand. Guru means who will tell me about that Sadguru, Sat thing, Satchitanand. Sadguru. And Sadguru will take the Sishya to Sat. He will introduce. Student can never reach directly. He has to go via Guru. Guru will tell. Guru Gobind Dohu Kade Kake Lagu Pai. Balihari Guru Aapki Gobind Yo Bataya. Guru will tell, this is Gobind. That is Sadguru. And seeker or the student is helpless. Student is helpless. Without Guru, he can never cross this samsara. In Panchadasi, it is said, Kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum bhunjate. The ignorant, they are doing all karma. Why? Kurvate karma bhogaya for enjoyment. We all do karma worshipping our own ego or our own bhoga or our own enjoyment. And what after that? Karma kartum bhunjate, and we continue to doing like the same and again for enjoyment. For enjoyment, again and again. A beautiful example is given in Panchasi. Nadyam kita iv avartat avartantaram asute. Nadyam kita. A worm has fallen in the nadi, in the river. Avarta means the whirlpool, this whirlpool. And in that whirlpool, that kita, that worm is going round and round. And from that whirlpool, from one whirlpool, he goes to another whirlpool. Avartat avartantaram asute, fast. From one pool to another whirlpool, he goes on, goes on. Similarly, brajanto janmano janma labhante naiva nirvritim. Our position is, the student position is also like that. From janma to janmi goes on, goes on. And we call it anarthkari parampara, vidya kam karma, continuously doing this again and again, anarthkari parampara. So is there any way to come out of this? Yes. Again Panchadashi says, Satkarm paripakate karuna nidina uditrita praptatira tarun chayam visramayanti yathasukham. Satkarm paripakat. If you have done some satkarma, good karma, punya karma, pakat, when they fructified, then what will happen? Karuna nidina udita, a man of compassion will come in your life. And what he will do? Prapya tirataram chayam visramayanti yathasukam. He will lift you from that the whirlpool and take you out and keep it below a tree, a shade tree, where you can rest peacefully. Now you are no more in the whirlpool. See? So what is the name of Guru to whom Shankaracharya is saluting? It is said, Govindam. The name of the Guru of Shankaracharya was Govinda Padacharya. And the Govind, we know, Govinda also Lord Krishna. So in one word, he is saluting his Guru also, and he is taking the double benefit. He is Govind. Lord will give him the benefit of doubt. Lord will think, Shankaracharya is calling me, Govind. So what is the meaning of go? Go means cow, go means bathe, go means senses, go means earth. Go means cow, go means bathe, go means senses, go means earth. Bind means to know, to exist, to attain. He is Govinda. And who is this Govinda? Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. He is the essence of all Vedas. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gochar. All Vedas they talk about that essence only. Gocharam sarva vedanta siddhanta gocharam. He is the tattva. Tam agocharam. Tam agocharam. Not seen by senses. Tam agocharam. Tam is that. That tattva which all Vedanta talks about, that Atman or Brahman, agocharam, you cannot perceive it with your senses. But here the Guru is standing in front of him and he is not able to see. There are two meanings here. Shankaracharya is saluting his Guru with a form and Guru without a form. Form and formless. So how come he is seeing in front of him Guru? So that Guru is that tattva only. Formless. Even when Ramji visited Valmiki Ashram, then Rishi said, welcoming him, Vachan agochar buddhi par. I can't see you, I can't touch you. Ramji is standing in front of that Rishi. And Rishi is welcoming that I can't see you, you are beyond mind, I can't touch you. So the formless we cannot touch. When Rishi is welcoming Ramji, then he is talking about that essence, that tattva. You are that tattva, you have taken a form. So two different standpoints. Govind is gochar, Atma is agochar. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta gochar means it is with form. Tam agocharam, from the Atma Drishti, it is tattva only. Both are correct, standpoint are different. Similarly, you will find in Yashoda ji trying to bind Krishna. Mayapati, Yashoda ji trying to bind that Mayapati. What is Maya? Maya is Triguna. Guna means rassi also, rope. And Yashoda ji is trying Trigunapati to bind with Guna rassi. Guru tells Sisya, you are Brahman. Now Sisya says, accept it, I am Brahman. Ask him then, who is Guru? Well, Guru kya hota, aadmi hai. Guru told him that you are Brahman, he showed you the path. Prove that you are Brahman. Now ask the Sisya, who are you? I am Brahman, who is your Guru? Oh, he's an ordinary person. The Guruji says, such Sisya should be thrown into Ganga. So even after realization, Mahatma says, even after realization, don't sit on the same platform with the Guru. Always sit at his feet. Even after realization, he is your Guru. So here this Mangalacharan is the Vastu Nirdesh Mangalacharan, truth. Guru indicated the nature of the toast. So the first verse conclusion is Brahman, Ishwar and Jeev is one and same. In Mangalacharan itself, Shankaracharya says, Guru, Ishwar, Brahma, Ek. And what is his nature? Paramanandam. Paramananda. It is not the ananda which you experience priya more than pramod through your mind. It's not that ananda. It is beyond that. And in the first verse itself, the Anubandha Chatushtaya is also said. What is this Anubandha Chatushtaya? Adhikari. Who is the Adhikari here? The word Pranata states, he is humble, the student is humble. He is the Adhikari. So who will be the Adhikari for the text? A humble person have to be Pranataya, who surrenders. And how he has to surrender? Dandavat pranam. Dandavat pranam? Like a dand. Dand means stick. Dandavat pranam. It is said in that position a person can do nothing. And the guru can operate on you. So you have to surrender that much. Dandavat pranam, adhikari. What is the visay? Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gochar. That means Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gochar, Param Brahma. Which you cannot perceive him by your organs of perception. That is the visay, the subject matter. Visay. Prayojan. Why should I study? Paramanandam. Because you will get Paramananda. And Sambandha. What is the relation between this book and that? It is Bodhya Bodhak Sambandha. We come to know the true nature of that. This book will tell you the true nature of that tattva. Bodhya Bodhak Sambandha. So this is Mangalacharan. We will read the verse number 2. See the simple meaning. But we will discuss in detail in our next class.
Jantunam narajanma durlabhamataha. Jantunam narajanma durlabhamataha. Pumstvam tato viprata, pumstvam tato viprata, tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata, tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata, vidvatvam asmat param, vidvatvam asmat param. Atmanatmavivechanam svanubhavah. Atmanatmavivechanam svanubhavah. Brahmatmana samsthiti. Brahmatmana samsthiti. Muktirno shatajanma koti sukritaihi. Muktirno shata janma koti sukritaihi. Punnair vina labhyate. Punnair vina labhyate. Again you repeat. Huh? Jantunam, please repeat after me, then we will chant together. Jantunam narajanma durlabhamatah. Pumstvam tato viprata. Jantunam narajanma durlabhamatah. Pumstvam tato viprata. Tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata. Vidvatvam asmat param. Tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata. Vidvatvam asmat param. Atmanatmavivechanam svanubhavah. Brahmatmana samsthiti. Atmanatmavivechanam svanubhavah. Brahmatmana samsthiti. Muktirno shatajanma koti sukritaihi. Punnair vina labhyate. Muktirno shata janma koti sukritaivi. Punnair vina labhyate. Together. जन्तुनां नरजन्म दुर्लभमतः पुंस्त्वं ततो विप्रता तस्माद् वैदिकधर्ममार्गपरता विद्वत्त्वम् अस्मात् परम् आत्मानात्मविवेचनं स्वनुभवः ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः मुक्तिर्नो शतजन्मकोटिसुकृतैः पुण्यैर्विना लभ्यते.
This is one sixer by Shankaracharya. In one verse, he has given the ladder of evolution. We have seen the ladder of fall in Bhagavad Gita. Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsa, if you start contemplating, meditating on the sense objects, then pranasyati. Ladder of fall is given in Bhagavad Gita. Here the ladder of evolution is given. What is this ladder of evolution? Jantu naam nar janma durlamam atah. In all jantu, jantu means which are born. Among all the born beings, narajarma durlabha. Very, very rare to get this narajarma. But we think it's very easy, na? We think very easy, but it's really, really very difficult. 84 lakh yoni you have to travel, then you get. Jantu naam narajana durunada punstam tato viprata. Punstam, manliness. So kya hua phir 50% of the population gone? They are not entitled for this Vedas? No. We'll see. Punstam, manliness. You have to have some qualities. We'll discuss that. Tato viprata. Viprata means brahmanatva. How you can vipra? How you can become vipra, that also you'll see. It is not a birth in the Brahman family stated here. Tasmad Vaidik Dharma Marga Parta. And after that, Vaidik Marga Viprata, you have understood the Shastra, studied. Vaidik Marga, then you follow it. It's still better. Janma. After Jan, you have got some manliness qualities. And third is the, you have studied the Shastra. Fourth is, now you are following the Shastra. Vaidik Dharma Marga Parata. You are following the Marga. And then, Vidvattam. You have got it now. But, you are not able to solve your own problem. You have got all knowledge, but the worldly problems when comes, you fail. Vidvatta asmat param. Then atma anatma vivechanam. Sixth is the atma anatma vivechanam. After that, atma anatma vivechanam. After atma anatma vivechanam, swa anubhava. Swa anubhava means experience yourself. And after experiencing yourself, Brahmatmana Sanstiti, abide in that. That is the last. So Shankaracharya has given 8 steps of evolutions from birth till Brahmana Sanstiti, abiding in that. Mukti na sat janma koti sukratahi punnai vina nalapati punnai vina without the punya. And how much punya you have to do? Sat koti janma. Sat koti janma. Punya. Punya you can do only in human body. Papa punya. Other bodies are all bhog bhumi. So if you have done sat koti janma punya, then only he says, mukti na. You will not get so easily. You have to do good karma, punya karma. If you do that, then you get the mukti. We will see it in detail. There are a lot of things to know in this. But we all come. Don't say it is manliness is written, we are not man, so we should not come. It is not for us. No, no. It is for all of us. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hari Om.